This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today and will run until August 21 with 21 sittings. This is the first session after Operation Sindoor. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said key legislative and other business will be taken up. More from our correspondent.
During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislation including Jan Vishwas, Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The Bills of Lading Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, the Income Tax Bill 2025 are also likely to be taken up for discussion. The government has said it is ready to discuss important issues to be raised in Parliament. With Suparna Sekia, Aman Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting of both the Houses of Parliament to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Union Minister and Leader of the House in the Rajya Sabha, J.P. Nadda, chaired the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses as per rules of both houses.
हमने ये रिक्वेस्ट किया है कि सदन अच्छा से चले के लिए पक्ष और विपक्ष मिल करके हमको काम करना होगा आपस में कोऑर्डिनेशन अच्छी तरह से रखना होगा हम पॉलिटिकल पार्टीज अलग अलग विचारधारा का हो सकता है मगर पार्लियामेंट का सदन अच्छी तरह से चले ये सबका जिम्मेदारी है अपोजिशन का भी जिम्मेदारी है और सरकार का भी जिम्मेदारी है
Leaders of different political parties expressed their views on various issues likely to be raised during the monsoon session and assured the government of providing full cooperation. Replying to a media query on Justice Verma impeachment matter, Mr. Rijiju said, the process will be undertaken together by all parties as it is not the move by the government alone. The motion for the removal of Justice Verma has already gathered significant backing from lawmakers and number of signatures of MPs for motion has already crossed 100. As part of a broader initiative to promote self-reliance among dairy farmers and usher in a white revolution in the state, Assam Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma has launched a new scheme at Srimanta Sankardeva Kalakshetra Guwahati yesterday. Under this scheme, approximately 20,000 dairy farmers associated with 601 dairy cooperative societies across the state would receive assistance of 5 rupees per litre of milk for up to 30 litres per day. India's electronics exports have surged by 47% in the first quarter of current fiscal. More from our correspondent.
According to Commerce Ministry, US, UAE and China have emerged as top three export destination for India's electronics sector during April to June quarter. The Netherlands and Germany are other major export destination for the country's electronic exports. This geographical spread highlights India's growing integration into the global electronics supply chain and underscores the country's emergence as a credible alternative manufacturing hub in Asia. The data also showed that the US remains the dominant export destination for India's ready-made garments. The US is followed by UK, UAE, Germany and Spain. These figures reflect India's continued competitiveness in the global apparel market. Yashasvi Kiryal, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Under strict security arrangements, 19th batch of Amarnath pilgrims left for the Amarnath Cave Shrine in Kashmir. Early this morning, a convoy of 148 vehicles carrying 3,791 pilgrims left the Jammu base camp from both the routes. In FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Kuneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian woman to reach the semifinals in Batumi, Georgia. Hampi beat China's Song Yu Shin in the quarterfinals. No Indian before her had managed to make it to the final four of the tournament before this year's edition. Earlier, Kuneru Hampi struck the first blow, securing the game one in the quarterfinals of the International Chess Federation Women's World Cup. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over coastal Karnataka, Himachal Pradesh, Telangana and Uttarakhand today. Places over Delhi, Haryana, Punjab, Chandigarh, Bihar, Chhattisgarh, Kerala, Konkan, Goa, Maharashtra and the northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall. And that is the end of this news bulletin.